talks about too is he says we as instructors don't come for the financial rewards of teaching you. We like seeing porch lights come on. I don't know if you've ever been in class and all of a sudden, bam, a beacon comes on. You say, oh, wow, that's what he was talking about. And as instructors, it makes you just bubble. I'm bubbling brown sugar. Just makes you bubble to the point where I got to see it in somebody else's eye. I must see somebody else's face as they're walking up the mountain carrying their upright bases over the back of their necks going, yeah, I think I got it. I think I got it. So without further ado, now that we have the drum set set, we have Tom Teasley and Charles Williams. Give them a big round of applause. You're going to enjoy this one.
God stepped out on space and he looked around and said, I'm lonely. I'll make me a world. And as far as the eye of God could see, darkness covered everything, blacker than 100 midnights down in the cypress swamp. Then God smiled, and the light broke, and the darkness rolled up on one side, and the light stood shining on the other. And God said, that's good. Then God took the light in his hand, and God rolled the light around in his hands until he made the sun, and he set that sun ablazing into heaven. And the light that was left from making the sun, God gathered up in a shining ball and flung it against the darkness, spangling the night with the moon and the stars. Then down between the darkness and the light, he hurled the world. God said, that's good. Then God himself stepped down. The sun was on his right, and the moon was on his left. And the stars were clustered about his head, and the earth was under his feet. And God walked. And where he trod, his footsteps hollowed the valleys out and bulged the mountains up. And he stopped and looked and saw that the earth was hot and barren. So God stepped over to the edge of the world, and he spat out the seven seas. He batted his thighs, and the lightning flashed. He clapped his hands, and the thunders rolled. And the waters above the earth came down. The cooling waters came down. Then the green grass sprouted, little red flowers blossomed, the pine tree pointed his finger to the sky, the oak spread out his arms. The lakes cuddled down in the hollows of the ground, and the rivers ran down to the sea. And God smiled again, and the rainbow appeared and curled itself around his shoulder. Then God raised his arm, and he waved his hand over the sea and over the land and said, bring forth. And quicker than God could drop his hands, fishes and fowls, beasts and birds swam the rivers and the streams, roamed the forests and the woods, and split the air with their wings. And God said, That's good. Then God stepped out and God looked around on all he had made. He looked on his world with all its living things and God said, I'm lonely still. Then God sat down on the side of a hill where he could think. With his head in his hands, God thought and thought till he thought, I'll make me a man. From the bed of the river, God scooped the clay, and by the bank of the river, he kneeled him down. And there, the great God Almighty, who lit the sun and fixed it in the sky, who flung the stars to the far corner of the night, who rounded the earth in the middle of his hand. This great God, like a mammy bending over her baby, kneeled down in the dust, toiling over a lump of clay, till he shaped it into his own image. Then into it, he blew the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Amen. Can I get an amen? Thank you very much. You're very kind. Thank you. This is very exciting. This is the first time. This is my third year here. I skipped last year, but I was there 2 years before that. And this is Tom's first experience of a week at Augusta, and I think he's still reeling. It's very, as a friend, dear friend of mine, Jesse said, it's good to be home. It's wonderful, but the very scary thing, it's scary performing before your students. So if you see me shaking like that, I'm not trying to do the boogie or whatever. Okay, that piece that you heard was written in 1927. It was taken from a collection of folk sermons by James Weldon Johnson, and of course it was entitled The Creation. We'd like to do two pieces by one of the giants of the Harlem Renaissance, Langston Hughes. The first piece, this is entitled Tambourines. See, I'm nervous. Tambourines, and the second piece is sort of his dream of how he sees his world. It's called I Dream a World. tambourines. Tambourines. Tambourines to the glory of God. Tambourines to glory. A gospel shout and a gospel song. Life is short, but God is long. A lot of us, while Tom is getting his, you know, percussionists are always putting stuff on their feet and hands and so on. We have to wait until we get this. Are we ready? No. I'm sure we've all dreamt about how we'd love to see the world. Well, this was Langston Hughes's dream about how he'd love to see the world. I thought Flan was going to join us. I dream a world where man, no other man will scorn, where love will bless the earth and peace its paths adorn. I dream a world where all will know sweet freedom's way, where greed no longer saps the soul, nor avarice blights our day. World I dream where black or white, whatever race you be, will share the bounties of the earth, and every man is free. Where wretchedness will hang its head, and joy, like a pearl, attends the needs of all mankind. I dream my world. Tom Teasley. This is one of my favorite spirituals. I heard it on an album by one of my favorite groups that I have the pleasure of working with. It's their version, Sweet Honey in the Rock's version of Wade in the Water. And if you want to join me, please do.
Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's gonna down and wade in the water. Wade in the water, children, wade in the water. You know my God's gonna trouble the water. See that man all dressed in red? God's gonna trouble the water. It looks like the band that Moses led. God's gonna trouble the water. Come on and wade in the water. Wade in the water, children, wade in the water. You know my God's gonna trouble the water. See that band all dressed in white? Like the band of Israelites. Come on and wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water. You know my God's gonna trouble the water. See that band all dressed in black? God's gonna trouble. Some say Paul, God's gonna trouble this water. You know, but there ain't but one God made us all. God's gonna trouble the water. Come on and wade in the water. Wade in the water, children, wade in the water. You know God's gonna trouble the water. Sing it with me now. God's gonna trouble the water.
Tom and I would like to thank you very much. We'd like to say goodnight with a South African song. It's entitled Baba Tendaza. It means we are how we are because of the prayers our ancestors used to pray. The prayers our ancestors used to pray. Demi tanda zo, demi tanda zo, demi tanda zo. Thank you.
For anything more. Told you. We like to thank the Vic Firth Company for putting those drumsticks in his hand. And also Sabian cymbals. And if you got any drummers out in the house, and next month's Modern Drummer, there's an article about Mr. Teasley. And what can I say about the tone and the bone, Charles Williams? Give him another round of applause. Yeah. This train is still moving, I told y'all. Oh, we're about to make another stop. And why should we stop? Let's keep going. I saw you say that. Keep going. Just keep going. Just keep going. I had the pleasure of working with this gentleman. Not working. We sat on the front porch like it was our front porch. And we talked and we played some guitar. We played with Vivi. And everybody that's on campus probably has played with Vivi. If you were a staff member, she's a little blonde, blue-eyed girl. About this bit. And in that chorus, we played some duets. And we did a little Motown with a fiddle. Who's doing this stuff? And Charles is, it was incredible. And what we talked about is the fact that no matter where you're from, if you feel what you're doing, it works out to be pretty good. So we decided that we would try to get a couple other people with us. And they looked at us like, they're doing Motown with a fiddle and a guitar? So the duets kept going, which brings us to the topic that we are now. These two people became a couple an item, I don't know how long ago, and which is why Vivi's here, and how sweet it is. And she's been coming here since 1982. That's a long time. Obviously, she loves what she's doing. Wouldn't you agree? Yeah. Before I go any further, is JoJo in the house? We like to thank JoJo for all the flowers, for every concert that has been here all during the summer. The flowers are on stage and stuff like that. Those are real. I'm a guitar player. I didn't say I was a botanist. And that one... it's plastic. We'd also like to tell you, there's a dance after this concert concludes this evening. And if you're around Sunday, there's a gospel singing in the chapel on Sunday. That's a good way to always leave on the fifth week. But back to my friend Carolyn Elizabeth Jones, who keeps James Levy in check. I said, well, what should I say about you? She said, go talk to the boss. Which one, the little one or mama's? And I decided to ask her, and she says, what they're going to do for you, and what they've been doing, is a lot of traditional country duet songs, and it's good to have someone to sing with. That way you can't have harmony. And they're going to do some songs that they've written, because all during this week they were teaching a songwriting class, and one of their pupils did one during our showcase and had people tears and coming. So obviously they do know how to get to your heart. So without further ado, he's in the house again, Carolyn Elizabeth Jones and James Levy.
Thank you. Thank so much. Well, I was just thinking, I have been coming since 1982, and I kind of scary to think what it was I thought I was teaching at that point in my life. I'm sure I thought I knew something. This is a new gospel song that James wrote, and it's called He Was Scorned.
He was scorned and mocked and despised. By those he loved, he was betrayed. Left alone to suffer, to God above he prayed. Father, if it be thy will that I drink this cup, I give myself now unto death, ere I be lifted up. He was scorned and mocked and despised. By those he loved, he was betrayed. Left alone to suffer, to God above he prayed. Father, now my battle death has just begun. Through the blood that I shed, a new life will be won. He was scorned and mocked and despised. By those he loved, he was betrayed. Left alone to suffer, to God above he prayed. Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. My God, do not forsake me, I commend my soul to you. He was scorned and mocked and despised.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, we had a fabulous songwriting class this year, so we're inspired now ourselves. You learn a lot by teaching, and that's one of the greatest things about being at Augusta. So anyway, can't wait to get home and see if I can think of something to write about.
How about that chord? Would be an interesting thing to write about.
You know, or practice, you know, whatever. Okay, so this is a song we wrote called The Drunkard's Lantern.
They always say to write about what you know about.
Still believe. the old drunkard's lantern, he still
Well, one of the classes offered this week was a shape note singing class, and that's what we're going to finish up with. We're going to do a little farewell medley. That's how you get that extra one in. It's an old trick. But the first song in the medley is one called Minister's Farewell, which we first learned from the Christian Harmony book. But since there are only two of us, and there should be four parts, James has worked one out on the fiddle.
It's called Hosing It on the Fiddle. The second part of the medley we're going to do, and also I want to say the minister's farewell is a farewell to friends, and we have a lot of fine friends here and new ones every time we come, and we've just had a great time, and we appreciate all the people who have been in our classes and fooling around with, like Richard and everybody. And the last tune that we're going to medley in is a fiddle tune called The Last of Callahan, and the story goes that Callahan was the best fiddler around. He had the best fiddle. But he got in a bit of trouble. He was going to be hanged. And everybody wanted to know, Callahan, what's going to happen to that fiddle, you know, when you're gone? And he just fooling in the jailhouse there, making on this tune, working up this tune, making it up. And when he got out on the scaffold, he carried that fiddle out with him, and he said, I'm going to play this tune. It's my last tune. If anybody can play it, they can have this fiddle. So he went up there and he played it. Nobody could even dream of playing it, so he took it and he smashed the fiddle against the scaffold. They hanged him, and that was the end of that. And of course, this is why one old-time music is so wonderful, because the mystery is, how does anybody know this tune? You know. Okay, so the first one's Minister's Farewell. Thank you.
Dear friends, farewell, I do you tell. Since you and I must part, I go away and here you stay. But still we're joined in heart. Your love for me has been most free. Your conversation sweet, how can I bear to journey with you I cannot meet. If I'm called home while I am gone, indulge no tears for me. I hope to sing and praise my King through all eternity. Shall pass in sweet repose while beauty bright unto my sight thy sacred sweets disclose.
Carol Elizabeth Jones, Jay's Lever. Yes. All righty then. We're about to take what we call an intermission. So we're going to let y'all go to the bathroom. And I expect you to all be back in your seats in 20 minutes because Miss Ethie Cathy.